This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, February the 15th, 2024. We continue on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph 17a, the second section. It's the green text. So we had a list of some pretty bad sinners, and we ended off yesterday with those who sin and cause others to sin. Kigon Yeravam ben Nevat deChaverav, like the evil king Yeravam and his friends. So those people, that whole list, Yordan leGehenim, they go down to hell, but after 12 months, they don't just get burned up and wither. Benidonin Bala Dore Doros, they are judged, persecuted, burnt, whatever, for generation after generation. Shenemra, as it says, passing in Shayao, B'yatsu, you'll go out, V'ro b'figreha nashima poshim, you'll see that the corpses of the people, ha'poshim bi, who sinned against me, v'chule. Now, where do you see it in that pasuk? So you have to see, they actually have the continuation of the pasuk here in the English. Another example where the Gemara just assumed you knew the end of the pasuk, they're right, their worms shall not die, the fire shall not be quenched, etc. means that's going to keep going on for a very long time. So the proof text is actually from the unquoted portion of the pasuk here in the Gemara. Right? And not only that, Gehenom Kala, Behenen and Kalim, meaning it could be that Gehenom is going to finish and they're still going to be there. Right? They're going to outlast Gehenom. Right? That's pretty bad. Shinamra, as it says, Vitsuram, Levalot, Sheol Mizvul Lo. Right? And that, I'll read it to you in English. Their form shall wear away from the netherworld, so there will be no dwelling for him. Right? There's no dwelling because the netherworld's already gone, and you're still burning. Bechol kach lamo. Right? Why so bad? Right? That's terrible. Mipnei shepashtu yedem bizvul. They outstretched their hand against zvul. Shenema mizvul lo. Right? Now, what is Zvul? Ve'en Zvul ala Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Zvul, the place of Hashem, is the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, as it says, Bano Baniti Beit Zvulach. Right? I have constructed, I have built a house of Zvul for you. Ba'aleim Amrachana. And with regard to these people, Chana says, Hashem Yachatu, right? Mirivav. Right, that the Mirivav, those who fight with God, Hashem will smash into pieces. Because that is not a group that you want to be in. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avin. And Rav Yitzchak Bar Avin says, Upnein domin l'shule kadeira. Right, their faces will look like the burnt, singed ends, the rims of the pots. The Amar Rava, and Rava says, the Inu Mishapire Shapire Bnei Mechoza. Right, that even some of the most beautiful, fabulous people in Bnei Mechoza, from the place of Machoz, right, they're going to be in there. Umekarian, and they're called Bnei Gehenom. And they are called children of hell. Right, that's very harsh. I don't know. Right, I guess don't be in that category of sinners. Now we come back to this statement of Rav, right? What about the Beinonim? Let's forget about all these evil, terrible people for a while. And let's talk about Rav. Rav said, no, the Beinonim don't have to suffer that much. Hashem is chesed, right? But Rav, Beis Hillel, Amar Mar, Beis Hillel Omrim, right? But Rav chesed, mate klape chesed. Hashem inclines towards chesed. He's going to be nice to us. Aye, but it says, there's another pasuk, ve'hevetzias ha'shlishit ba'esh, the third, the Benonim, going to go on fire. Right? How do you square those two? Are we going to hell? We're not going to hell. So hasam, no, hasam, v'poshe Yisrael v'gufan. Now that, when it says, they're going in the fire, and then they'll come up, so that's Poshe Yisrael who sin with their bodies. I says, wait a minute. Poshe Yisrael begufan, those Jews who sin with their bodies, beha'amar lesle takanta. Right, we said that they have no takana. They're not coming out. Right, they're getting exploded and thrown at our feet and, terrible things. So the Gemara says, no. Ki leis lahu takana b'rov avonos. Right? Those who sin with their bodies, right, when they have no takana, that's with the majority of sins, when you're a majority sinner. Hacha, here, mechza avonos and mechza chuyos. You have exactly half sins and half merits. You're right on the border. Yisbu nami avon the poshe Yisrael begufan. You also have this category of sin where you sinned with your body. So you're 50-50, but some of your sins are really terrible. So then, lo sagi le delav behebesi atzlashlishish ba'esh. Then you can't avoid going through the fire. So if you're 50-50 and you sin with your body, then you go through Gehenna and you come up. If you don't sin with your body and you're a Benonis, then you're going to go straight up. If you're a majority sinner and you sin with your body, bad news for the Jews. That concludes our learning for today. On that cheery note, please come back and join me tomorrow.